This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Remember the State Board of Education candidate who claimed that President Obama once worked as a gay prostitute? Well, they won't have Mary Lou Bruner to kick around anymore. Even the Chicago Tribune had grown transfixed by the 69-year-old former school teacher's political rise in Texas, given her political theories and all. But voters in East Texas, not quite so enamored. She lost her runoff bid yesterday. Not that in Texas education there isn't enough fodder still out there to spark outrage. Take, for example, a proposed social studies textbook titled Mexican American Heritage, submitted to the Texas Education Agency as required for review before being used in the classroom. Tony Diaz is an activist based in Houston. He is also host of Nuestra Palabra on KPFT FM. Tony, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So, scholars and activists, as we both know, have been asking the State Board of Education for years to open up the textbooks to the stories of Latino communities. Is this what they wished for, or not exactly?
This is so far from what anyone would want in a classroom. This book is possibly the most poorly written, most racist book I've ever had the displeasure of reading. So, no, this is not what we want in Texas classrooms.
So
not at all what we meant.
What exactly is it that you and others object to in this book, Mexican American Heritage?
Well, and I can give you examples, but I do want to make one thing clear. No amount of revision will fix this book because it omits huge chunks of history and it really does whitewash other parts. And it really characterizes Latinos and Chicanos as violent, illiterate, illogical. And here's a verbatim quote from the book.
Right.
Chicanos, on the other hand, adopted a revolutionary narrative that opposed Western civilization and wanted to destroy the society. So
so they're talking about Chicano activists in the 60s? Is that what they refer, or 50s and 60s? Or what are they referring to there?
Well, you're being more precise than the actual book. I would point out that this definition occurs after this bizarre tangent into the evolution of Marxism in Latin America. And it's not clear why that comes before the Chicano civil rights movement until later on you read between the lines. And it appears that this book is trying to characterize the Mexican-American civil rights movement as Marxist and trying to say that even modern-day Chicanos or activists are violent.
No, that's really
the dangerous
part. Where does this book come from? Is anyone using this book? Who are the authors?
This is the good news, is that we can actually stop this book. It has not entered Texas classrooms. It must not. It's from some place called Momentum Instruction. This is the first book they've ever published. There are no experts listed as the authors. And in fact, there are no experts cited in the book. So we're hoping people will go to our website, librotraficante.com, sign the petition. In September, the Texas State Board of Education will have its first round of discussions as to whether or not let this book remain on the list. And we're demanding that it be taken off the list.
But how sure are you that, in fact, it will be taken off the list? Because we've heard stories of other books with passages in them, which were obviously blatantly offensive. There was one involving slavery just a couple of months ago that had already made it into the classroom.
Oh, exactly. So here's a good thing about this. This actually sheds light on the process. And we're actually going to be talking to every single Texas State Board of Education candidate, because there's several races out there. And we want to find out where they stand on this. And we're going to make sure that voters know, too. So this is important for us to be involved. And, it will be taken off that list, because this book should never enter the classroom. This would teach a generation of students how to discriminate against Latinos for a long time to come. It would take a long time to undo the damage this would do.
We've been speaking with Tony Diaz. He is an activist based in Houston, host of Nuestra Palabra on KPFT. We're going to have a link to the book so that listeners can check it out themselves. Just go to texasstandard.org. Tony, thanks very much for speaking with us.
I appreciate it. Thanks.